If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Have you ever wondered if parenthood actually makes you happier? Well, the answer is yes, but only after your kids hit a certain age. And you can take your guess this morning at 92925. So if you had to guess, what age do you think most parents are? What age do you think kids are when parents are the happiest?
I don't know about the age, but I would say that whatever age it is that they are able to get out of the house.
To leave?
To leave.
That's what. You're old enough now. I've taught you everything I've needed to teach you. Now go.
That's your guess.
Yes.
Andy, what would your guess be?
I don't know. Probably a little bit younger than that. I would say when they're old enough to sleep through the night, when you can get a full night's sleep and actually feel energized in the morning. So yeah, an age range, I don't know what, 4, 5, 6, something like that.
You know what? Sam is actually right.
He's Come on. Yeah.
They just did a study about emotional well-being. They found that happiness is more common among those aged 50 or above who have independent children.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they said people are less likely to be depressed and have more financial stability, of course, once they are kind of childless later on.
There's a period in life, and I was talking with my mom about this yesterday, I mean, where for about 10 to 12 years, I mean, she had 4 boys.
Right.
And every week, I mean, we all had activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a good run, I mean, she was just a machine, just nonstop chauffeur, has to worry about everything, lunches, this, that, you know. And so once we were all sort of able to, you know, go off on our own and spread our wings, I mean, it was like a whole new life for her.
Plus, it happens that you're more appreciative of your parents later on when you're older. You know, I think that you're finally like getting some appreciation and love.
It comes around.
Kim Kieran, I'm curious to know what you think, though, because your daughter is 8.
Yeah, 9.
9.
9.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that sleep, Andy. Still waiting for that sleep.
Seriously?
Yeah.
9?
No, like Sam said, you're running around like crazy, constantly, 24/7, on top of your own schedule, on top of your husband's schedule, on top of everyone's schedule. It's crazy.
Are you able to enjoy any of the moments, though? Or are you still looking for, you're waiting. You're waiting for like 18 when you're like off to college, off to university. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, I look at her sometimes and think, oh, she's so beautiful. And then some days I'm like, I can't wait till she can do it herself.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you're definitely not alone. And they said the top reasons were sleep, reduced sleep when you have kids at home, time, you don't have as much time, like you mentioned, you're running around, and of course money, you don't get to spend your money on what you want to spend. Yeah, our producer Rob has 2 kids, he's shaking his head. My money is not my own.
You can see the pain in his eyes.
Is that a tear?
Exactly. So you are definitely not alone if you can relate to that. So, and if you're wondering if you don't have kids yet and you're like, should I have kids? Do I want to? Well, you will be happier, but it takes a little while.
Yeah, it's going to take 25 years or so.
Exactly.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
What's the best movie to watch if you want to get lucky? You can take your guess at 92925. I'm going to tell you in just a second. Good morning. Okay, so it's a romantic evening at home. You're like, let's stay in. Let's watch a movie. And you're thinking, I would like to get lucky later on. What movie are you going to choose? I was almost going to say, what movie are you going to put in the VCR? Because apparently...
Whoa!
No. What movie are you going to decide on after scrolling for 3 hours through Netflix?
Oh, God. It's probably going to be a romantic movie. I guess The Notebook Die Hard. One of the two.
Die Hard?
Yeah. Okay. Gets me going.
I would just fast forward to the end of Titanic.
The end? Titanic.
Yeah. Like the last hour or so.
Okay. Where he dies.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually
all the emotions that go into it.
I'm actually impressed that you guys are like going down the right road. This is good.
All right.
This is good. Right. Okay. So I'll do the top five. Top five movies to watch if you want to get lucky. Okay. The Notebook was actually in at number 5.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
All right. Bingo.
This is just so sad, but I guess it does make you like want to cuddle up and squeeze the person you're next to, because that movie will get you every single time. Romeo and Juliet in at number 4.
Oh, the Leonardo DiCaprio version.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That can get a little long and boring, though. So you're like, hey, let's make out, because there are parts of it that are a little boring.
And the language of it, too, right? They're not, you know, they're talking in Shakespearean language. It could be hard to keep up with.
Very
romantic. I love thee.
I love thee. God. Pretty Woman is in at number 3. That is such a good movie.
All right.
You know, it is romantic.
I mean, she's a prostitute.
I know, but but they're in love.
It's okay.
Right, okay.
Exactly. Why are you judging her?
Yeah, I'm not judging.
All right. In at number 2, it was Sam's choice, Titanic.
Oh.
but not just the end of the movie when he dies, I think.
Oh, you got to go through the whole thing?
You got to go through.
Oh, boy.
When
oh.
he's painting, when she's being painted.
Right. Like one of his right. French girls.
Right, that's right.
One of the most romantic parts of the whole movie. And this is the number one movie to watch if you want to get lucky, okay? 17% of people who were surveyed said that after watching this movie, they hooked up with the person they were sitting next to. It is...
Oh, really?
Dirty Dancing.
This could be love because I
mean, I get chills just hearing the cheers. Are you kidding me?
Topless Patrick Swayze doesn't hurt.
Yeah, true.
It was their chemistry, and it's funny because I mentioned earlier this week that they loathed each other before they started filming that movie, and eventually they came around and they were friends, and they had to be because the chemistry, you could feel the sparks from the screen, honestly.
And you can even play the soundtrack once you're done the movie and you're getting it on, right?
Like
you
can that in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Keep
you're
it going.
Play Time of Your Life as you're getting it on. Okay,
we've learned good?
We've learned way too much about what goes on inside Sam's bedroom this morning. But if you're looking to get it on, you're looking to get lucky, apparently pop in Dirty Dancing, and you're welcome for that.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so this happens a lot in Hollywood, obviously, but we know that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth recently split. They were together for a long time, married for about a year, but they were together for like 10 years.
Yep.
And Miley Cyrus has already moved on with a model named Caitlin Carter. They were all over each other in a club this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like not even safe for work, any of it. They were lucky going Caitlin. At it. And then they were actually talking about this on TMZ the other day about Liam Hemsworth and whether you'd want to date him after he just got out of a relationship with Miley. Listen to this.
Liam was out in Byron Bay, not looking too phased.
He's super good looking.
You guys don't think it's a turnoff? He's still legally married.
Who here wouldn't date Liam Hemsworth?
He's a married man. I'm sorry.
Would you date him if he asked you out?
Yeah.
Would you?
He's a married man. Of course, anyone would date Liam Hemsworth. Yeah. But have times like completely changed? Because at one time, I feel like it was a big deal when someone's divorce wasn't finalized and you were getting in a relationship with them. But is that still happening? Is that still a thing? And I'm pretty sure, Sam, didn't you and Josie hook up while she was married?
I never thought that I'd be with a married woman. But when I met my now girlfriend, she was still technically married. She was separated. She hadn't finalized the divorce papers. And certainly I had my concerns.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to know if this guy would pop up out of the bushes on any random night.
How long was she separated before?
Not long.
Not very long.
Like a matter of months.
Really?
Were they still living together? Because a lot of couples do still live together if they own a house.
No. They had separated. They had sold their house. They were still in contact. They still had to be in touch, you know, to finalize paperwork and to exchange whatever. There's a million things. So they were still in contact. And I knew that he was still somewhat in the picture. Not emotionally, but, you know, he was there.
You know, I dated a guy. I went on a few dates with a guy. And I remember like third, fourth date in, he had a couple of kids. And he said to me, you know I'm not with my wife anymore. But he started sort of explaining how things aren't always wrapped up in like a perfect little package.
Mm-hmm.
Basically telling me there's like a lot of drama. And I ran. Like if he had to sit me down and tell me like things are not pretty right now and it's not good, I was like, I don't think this is where I need to be, because it makes me think you're not over the relationship too. There's still a lot of healing that needs to be done there.
Yeah.
Plus you don't want to get dragged into all that baggage too.
That's exactly it.
No, 100%, 100%.
You know, divorces take a long time. I've never gone through them, but it's not something that, you know, you decide to get divorced one day and it's finalized the next day. They can take a long, long time.
Yeah.
Years sometimes for people.
Exactly. So there is that side of it, along with my concerns because of my experience that I had, like I said, with the drama. But there is that side of it where it seems unreasonable to expect that you're not allowed to move on with your life and live your life just because a paper isn't signed, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, I mean, it took, we were about a year into our relationship before she got her divorce finalized. And when she came home and she said, hey, this paper's a sign, I go, oh, finally. I mean, we've been seeing each other. I've been with a married woman for a year now. You know, I'm glad that chapter's over and done with. But on the other hand, like, you know, there's something hot about the promiscuity of it all. You know?
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, you got to look at the bright side. Look at the bright side.
I thought you were going to say you were about a year into the relationship before you realized you were actually dating, because that wouldn't have surprised me either.
That was about the 8-month mark. Yeah.
All right. Normally, would you seek out or would you want somebody who still sort of has things to tie up and work out?
I don't know if I would seek them out, but if you just happen to meet them, you can't you know, control circumstances, right? And, you know, we got this text on 92925. This person says, yes, I'm dating someone who has been separated for a year now. What's important, so I guess they're not divorced, what's important is that you have to be sure that the person has moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes a lot of trust.
But and how do you know? How do you know they've moved on?
Well, hopefully they learn from their experiences. I mean, being with someone that was married, when I did meet them, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, when she met me, she knew exactly what she wanted, mm-hmm. you know, and she made all of her mistakes, and she and right. so she was very clear about that.
How long was she separated again, though?
It's maybe like
at the time?
three or four months.
Wow. Okay. I'll tell you how much time therapists say it generally takes.
And please.
You can decide for yourself.
Please say it's
if
less
she was
than
over
that.
Him. Right after we talk to Roxanne. Okay. So Roxanne, you dated someone who was married at the time, right?
Yes. They actually had been already separated for about 6 months when we started seeing each other.
All right. And how did that go?
Not good.
Oh. Not well.
That was blunt. Not good.
What happened? Did he get back together with his wife?
So, yeah, he decided to get back together with his wife because she stopped seeing whoever she was seeing on the side.
Oh.
And after about a year, you know, he acted all happy and whatever, but she ended up dumping him for good.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, and he tried to come back.
Oh.
And I said, no worries.
Missed
your chance.
Yes.
Roxanne.
Okay, be honest. When he got dumped by his ex-wife, I know none of us actually want to be hateful, but we're all humans and we have emotions. Was there a part of you that was like elated when that didn't end well for him?
Of course. You know what? It was such a good feeling to know that, you know, he was like, oh, I like you so much, but... Well, you know, she cheated on you. You took her back, and here you go alone again.
You made your bed, now lie in it.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. Hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Are you ready for this? Some therapists believe that it takes about a year for every 5 to 7 years of marriage to get over a divorce.
Oh.
Of course, some people bounce back more quickly.
Yeah, right.
And some people never recover, too.
Depends how the marriage ends, right?
It depends on how you deal with your emotions. It depends
that
on your
too,
own
yeah.
mental and emotional health, right? Mm. But 1 year for every 5 to 7 years, generally, they're saying.
So Larry King, who was just divorced, he was with somebody for 22 years.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be on the market again until what, when he's 173?
He's like a whole other league, though. That was his seventh wife. It doesn't say what happens after seven wives.
Yeah, you get over pretty quick.
That many divorces, exactly.
Well, Chelsea's chiming in on our text line at 92925. She said it depends on how much time, because divorce takes forever. Look at Khloe Kardashian. That took forever.
I know, again, but when you're married to a drug-addicted sex addict, that can cause
True.
Some issues. And
True.
I love Khloe. I'm not
circumstances.
Hating. Not hating. I like Khloe Lamar.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.